Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. European Union leaders are holding emergency summit talks to beef up their own military defenses and make sure Ukraine will still be properly protected by its allies. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
European Union leaders are holding emergency summit talks to beef up their own military defenses and make sure Ukraine will still be properly protected by its allies. Friedrich Merz, the likely next Chancellor of Germany, and summit chair Antonio Costa discussed ways to fortify Europe's defenses on a short deadline. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said he would confer with his EU counterparts about the possibility to use France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent from Russian threats. I'm Karen Chavas.
President Vladimir Putin's foreign minister said Macron's speech amounted to a threat against Russia. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is planning to revoke temporary legal status for some 240,000 Ukrainians who fled the conflict with Russia. A senior Trump official and three sources familiar with the matter told Reuters, potentially putting them on a fast track to deportation. The White House and Ukrainian embassy did not respond to Reuters' request for comment. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas has brushed off President Donald Trump's latest threat and reiterated that it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Hamas accused Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement they reached in January. The agreement calls for negotiations over a second phase in which the hostages would be released in exchange for more Palestinian prisoners, a lasting ceasefire, and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Negotiations on that phase were supposed to begin in early February. Only limited preparatory talks have been held so far. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. South Korean fighter jets mistakenly dropped 8 bombs on a residential area near the heavily militarized border with North Korea. The military exercise gone wrong in Pochon wounded 15 people, with 2 suffering severe injuries and caused damage to homes and a church. Oh Mung-soo is a witness to the accident.
There was a sudden loud roar of a fighter jet. Then an explosion rang out. When I went to the scene, there were about 4 houses that were halved from the damage. People hurt.
According to a military official who spoke on condition of anonymity, the accident was caused by a pilot entering incorrect coordinates. A military official stated that in response to the incident, authorities will temporarily halt live fire exercises until the cause of the mistake is fully understood. The Vatican said on Thursday that Pope Francis was in stable condition and doing some physical therapy during his 3rd week of hospital treatment for double pneumonia. His doctors have reiterated that his prognosis was quote-unquote guarded, meaning he was not yet out of danger. The faithful visiting Vatican City on Thursday have begun to weigh the future of the church. Christy McNeil is from the United Kingdom.
It does put into debate whether or not he's well enough to be your pope, and I think that's something that needs to be considered.
The pope has been sleeping with a non-invasive mechanical mask to guarantee that his lungs expand properly overnight and to help his recovery. He has been transitioning to receiving oxygen with a nasal tube during the day. An official said on Thursday that Thailand is working with other countries to repatriate their citizens who were rescued from scam compounds and are now stranded at the Thai-Myanmar border. About 7,000 people recently pulled out of scam centers in Myanmar's Mawati are currently housed in camps administered by armed groups operating along the frontier following a multinational crackdown to dismantle the illegal compounds. Ken is a rescued worker from Rwanda.
Either you choose to do the job or you choose to be in the dark room. Being tortured, being not eating.
According to the United Nations, the internet scam centers are part of a network across Southeast Asia where criminal gangs have trafficked hundreds of thousands of people to help generate illicit revenues running into billions of dollars a year. Romanian police say 6 people have been detained for allegedly organizing a criminal group that colluded with Russia to plot a coup against the government. Investigations supported by Romanian intelligence services reveal that the group allegedly sought, quote, the removal of the current constitutional order, the dissolution of political parties, unquote, the installation of a new government formed by its members, and a withdrawal from NATO, which Romania joined in 2004. Police added that 2 of the suspects allegedly traveled to Moscow in January this year, where police alleged they had contact with individuals who supported the organization's, quote, efforts to take over state power in Romania. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.